for a call. Why don't you guys bring your chairs this way, or you can just find them there. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rob. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Roxana's here, Rick, and Anthony. We're all here excited about our first call.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Supernova Land. This is going to be a lot of fun. You guys are terrific. I talked to Nick this morning about just the office and how things are going and the visit, and that you guys are he's very excited for you. And I look forward to the success of the process. This is our kind of our orientation time. So let's begin. What I'd like to know is what you want to get out of it, what's holding you back, what are some things that are challenges, and then I need all your numbers. Where are you now in terms of revenues, et cetera?
Yeah, we did our pre-planning worksheet, and we also have more or less segmented. We have all the numbers of clients, and we have everything done already.
All right. So run right down the pre-planning worksheet for me.
Okay. Now, remember, our situation is a little, I'm not going to say tricky, but I guess that's something that we will really need your guidance on, is that we have our team, which is my husband, you know, Rick and I, and Anthony, and then we have the other partnership with the young, well, not young lady, but the lady that's going to, you know, supposedly was going to be retiring soon, and we've been in this partnership since 2003.
Whoa.
I mean, 2012, I'm sorry. 2012. So we're going to go over both numbers. Now, our book, we control ourselves. Her book, we don't control. Obviously, it's her book. But we've done Supernova. We've done financial plans. We have quarterly reviews. I mean, we do spend a lot of time on these clients.
Yeah, there's some clients that we're more responsible for than she is on that part of the book.
Right, right. But on a percentage basis, you know, we're spending a good amount of time on her book.
So we broke down the numbers
into two different. So I'll go through the pre-planning worksheet. Total number of clients. Ours right now is 85. About a year ago, we were at 100 and...
Yeah. Before we implemented this on our own.
Right. Before we actually had a call about a year ago, and we tried moving forward on our own, and we were at 100 and something. And we just went, you know, wild and trimmed our book down tremendously. So right now we're at 85 clients. And Melanie has 102. I'll say the other partner to not say names because the walls are thin around here. Other partner is 102.
So she has 100 and, did you say 102?
102. We have 85.
Okay, good. Got it.
Now, percentage of clients with a financial plan, we have 15%. And she has 7%.
Okay.
That's about 10% when you look at the total.
Yeah, about 10 when you look at the whole, you know, both numbers. Client satisfaction rating, we don't have those numbers. From our book, I would honestly say that it's mixed. You know, and it was pretty eye-opening for Rick and I when we were going to clients and looking at how much they pay us versus, you know, all the numbers. And there's some clients that we could honestly be doing, paying a lot, that we used to pay a lot more attention to, and we're not doing it at this time.
And we're talking about top 20 clients.
And we're talking about top 20 clients because our shift, our focus has shifted from our book to getting her, because she and he said there was a lot of urgency into getting her clients to come on board with us, and we kind of neglected a big portion of our top 20.
Whoa. Okay.
Total assets under management and slash average assets. Ours is... 85 million in individual clients, and we have a $27 million 401k, so 112 million.
So the average is $1 million per client.
The average is $1 million per client. And then her book?
Right.
Her book is $144 million.
And that's an average of 1.4.
And that's an average. For hers, it's an average of 1.4. Total production and trading 12 hours right now. This is, yes, hours right now is, total production right now is 669. No?
669 if we remove her numbers.
Yeah, oh, 669 if we're removing the production we're getting from her numbers.
Yeah.
Right, because from her we're getting about, we were getting a year about 100. But,
No, 125.
No, 100 minus the 20.
No, it was 125 and then it came down to 100.
Okay, it was 125, but like a $30 million client just left, and now it's probably 100 is what we're getting from her book, combined between him and I, Rick and I.
Okay.
And then her book generated $694,000.
Her book generates 694 total?
Oh, the total production, yes. Yes. So between Rick and I right now, the trailing 12 between Rick. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. I'm
going fast. So they're very similar books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that, like Roxana said, she just had a client leave that paid her over $200,000.
She had a client just leave that paid her over $200,000.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was. Yeah, you can add 200, you know, there was an additional 200. Now, that 694 is going to, if she does retire, will be split, sliced, and diced with other partners also. It's not going to come directly to Rick and I.
Well, that 694 is the part of the book that we're on. She also has another part of the book that she's on with
right.
another advisor.
She has another advisor.
So her book is larger.
Right. So the I'll tell you what the splits are. There's a book that is half of that, let's say, of the 694, and it's myself, another partner, he's probably in his 70s, 80s, he's older gentleman, no, we don't think he'll be retiring anytime soon, and that will likely, if she retires and everything stays as it is, I'll probably get 30% of the book and he'll get like 70. She said she's going to push to do 50-50, but he would obviously have to agree. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Then the other half of this 694 was just Rick and I. It was all going to come to Rick and I, but she brought in a third partner who right now has 1%. And that 1% at retirement, when you start working out the, you know, the numbers, it'll be about 15% of the other half. And she reserves the right to raise that up. When she retires, she said that she would raise it before she leaves, is what she was her statement was. Okay, well, let's just say it's 15% now, is what we'll be getting, you know, the
so
difference.
We'll be getting 85.
We'll be getting 85 of the other half, if she does retire.
Okay.
We don't know.
Now, there's a couple of numbers that are not in, you know, obviously our production is saying 817.
Yeah, our production, the trailing 12, is mine is 627 and Rick's is 190, so together we're 817 right now.
There's a couple of clients that we have that we're just on the production number, but we don't handle the clients because there may be an international client that we, you know, we're not international FA, so we can't.
Yeah, there's one client that I referred to a PM manager, and he pretty much handles that client, so we're not including him.
But it's included in our T12.
It's including in our included in our T12 because those revenues will continue to stream towards us. But we're not including him when we've done the segmentation and all that. We've kept them separate.
Roger, got it.
Okay.
And I can hear Rick. I can hear Rick, so you don't need to repeat.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Where's our time going now? This is Rick. Rick says. His time is going to email and research. And then I would say my time is going to pretty much either be putting out fires and then maybe 70% to 80% to her clients and about 20% to 30% to mine. When I say our clients, it's just calling clients, reviewing portfolios, you know, but there's really no system in place as to how we're spending our time.
Okay. Okay.
Number seven, what? Keep track.
Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Number seven, keep track of your time in a typical day. Identify where your time is being spent.
We haven't done number seven.
We haven't done number seven. And we haven't kept the phone log of calls. But I would probably say four calls, not reviews, calls. And Rick?
Well, I already have not a lot, but a couple of clients on the Supernova program. So I do spend, you know, a considerable time on that, on those clients that are already on there. But they're not all our top 20% in clients, and they're not all our clients. They're clients that are part of that other book.
Yeah, we have some clients that are from her book on Supernova already that we're talking to monthly. And we're doing
financial plans.
100%, you know, of Supernova with those.
So how old is Melanie now?
I would say early 60s, mid-60s.
Whoa.
Mid-60s, but due to health and quality of life, early. And her husband's at home, too.
So, yeah, okay.
That's what she, you know, has stated. So.
Okay.
So I guess a question also is, you know, how do we, you know, we'll discuss this later, but how do we split our time, you know, between hers, ours? We just don't know how to handle that part of,
yep,
you know, the equation. Number eight, what's motivating us to make a change in our business model, our family, you know, our kids, financial freedom. Rick says mediocrity and survival. He wants to not just, you know, do the day-to-day routine. He wants to really, you know,
excel
in what he does. I mean, we both do. I say quality of life. You know, to have a system in place where, you know, our book thrives. We're doing 100% of what we need to do for our clients, you know, the satisfaction in knowing that. And at the same time, you know, the quality of life at home, I think it'll help us all around. And then lastly, reading material. We both have read The Supernova Advisor. We have The Powerful Engagement. I read it a decade ago. But we have to, Rick is going to start listening to the audio.
No, I've listened to it about three or four times.
Okay, Rick has done The Powerful Engagement. I have not.
And we have the audiobook and the hardcover book.
Okay, so yeah, we have that book. But I've only done Supernova Advisor. Rick has done a Supernova Advisor and Powerful Engagement.
And then the next one that I would tell you to read would be Larry Wilson's called Playing to Win.
Okay.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful, and unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But his ideas are the bedrock of a lot of what I teach. So you'll read him, and you'll hear me.
Okay. We will certainly get that book after this call.
Yeah. All right, good.
Okay. I guess, do you want to go over the worksheet, the second part of the worksheet?
Yeah, I'd like to, why don't you kind of hit the highlights for you of what you think is the most important on that worksheet.
Okay. For us to hit to give you a highlight of what we think is most important, is what you're saying?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
This is where you want to be at the end of the program.
At the end of the program.
The minimum account size. Right now, looking at our account size, our average account size is about almost $1 million. Our top 20 is $3.3 million. Now, one of our, you know, our number one client is $23 million, and she produces about $200,000 in revenue. So if we remove her, our average top 20 client is about $2 million. So minimum account size, you know, at the end of the program, we want to be around $2 million. Maximum number of clients, when we first started, we thought it was 100. We didn't realize it was 100 per advisor. That's why we got all the way down to 85. There's still some, you know, out of the 85, maybe 40 are clients that we look, you know, that have opportunity and to grow and go from there. So the maximum number of clients between Roxanne and I, we wanted to be at 150. So 75 each.
Yeah, 75 each.
We want to get the clients up to about 80 to 90% with plans. And obviously we want to increase our client satisfaction.
To 100%.
The goal for total production, we're around 800,000, so we want to add another 250 within the next year. At 2 years, another 200 to that, and by year three, have doubled our production.
Wow, okay.
Now, if at any point you feel those goals are too optimistic, you know, please let us know, because you've been in this business for a long time and you pretty much have seen it.
Well, I mean, it's double your business in 3 years takes a real commitment. And the question becomes, you know, how much time, if you want to grow your business by 20%, you got to commit at least 20% of your time to acquisition. If you want to grow it by 30%, you need to spend 30% of your time.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, you know, what percentage of your time can you recognize, can you create to commit to acquisition?
Yeah, I would probably say, for me, between 20 and 30%, about 20%, 25%. And Rick, maybe 40%.
Yeah, because the thing is that I'm also, you know, I've been in the business less time, so my production, you know, I need to double my production just to stay in the business. You know, because I'll get to a point soon where if I'm not above a certain production, they're going to cut my credit to
20%.
Well, no, to 30-something percent.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you guys can change of partnership sharing arrangement, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely, that we can certainly do.
But you like to keep it, you want to keep it on the up and up. So what percentage are you doing now, Rick, of the business?
Percentage?
Acquisition.
Acquisition, you say?
No, revenues.
Oh. Revenue, I'm at 200 and Roxanna's at
617.
Okay.
About 20% of 25% of the business.
Yeah, and as we grow, we certainly, you know, we increase his Bob.
Okay, so all right, so the elephant in the room is this is Melanie.
Let's not say the name because of the thin walls.
Okay.
Because I have you on speaker.
We'll call her. We'll make it James Bondish. We'll call her M. So, the elephant in the room is the other person, and the question becomes to me: clearly, you don't want to spend any more time than you are being paid. But you have done that, and I hear dissatisfaction in that relationship and your commitment to them. I think you've been, from the sound of your voice, you feel as though you've been duped, and you're not sure it will ever happen. Now, am I hearing you correctly?
Yes, you are. Yes.
Okay. So what do you intend to do?
We don't know.
Well, no, we do know. We had decided that we were going to give it to the beginning of next year.
Of next year,
2018.
Yeah.
And if there wasn't a concrete plan
in place.
We were going to, you know, walk away.
But then we'll walk away with, you know, we in doing this, you know, for instance, the 401k that we manage, we split 50-50, so we lost
50%
of that revenue because she told us that, you know, bottom line is she did step in and say that we weren't going to, we were dedicating, like, too much time to not go out and meet with clients in person, to, like, kind of really maneuvering how we did our business. And we went along with it. So we did give up, you know, some business.
We gave up growth opportunities, a lot of growth.
And we gave up, you know, maybe $40,000-$50,000 in revenue of giving stuff away, but that's done. So I guess question is now this $100 million that we're getting from her, we have to grow to a point that we can just walk away if nothing happens.
$100,000.
We need to get to a point where we can, you know, walk away instead of just cutting, you know, $100,000 from our income.
All right. So my question would be, why would you wait till the beginning of next year to have this conversation?
We were going to give her time.
What's going to happen with the time?
We thought her mom passed away, you know, what, like 6 months ago?
Less than three months.
So we felt that, you know, she's probably going through a lot and dealing with a lot, you know, her mom. So we just wanted to give her time.
Well, and also she had indicated that last year that she was going to, this year was probably.
She had indicated that this would be her last year, that March would be her last, that she would, it was a hard line, no, past March, she was not going to be here, and that if at any point she decided to stay, our splits would increase. But instead, what has happened is that they brought in another partner, you know, so our share has decreased, and
when she retires, is being decreased,
but nothing else has happened. So we honestly, out of good faith, and I know we've put forth a lot of good faith, we wanted to give her more time.
Okay. So as your coach, you hire me to give you advice, right?
Absolutely. Honest advice, even if it's hard truth.
Right. Well, the hard truth is, that conversation is nothing is going to change between now and the end of the year.
Well, she said March that this March will be her last.
Right, but listen to what he's telling me. He knows.
No, I know. Because you mentioned it was this past March, the March coming up.
No, it was this year, maybe.
Okay.
Was it March 2018?
No, it was 2017.
Oh, okay. So she's already reneged on one promise.
That's what she said.
And she's changed the game and introduced a new player without consulting you.
Probably.
Right?
Correct. Yes. We have a little, before you, Rick thinks it was March of 18.
No, I could be wrong.
I am almost certain it was March of 17. But anyways, okay, continue. I'm sorry we keep interrupting you. My apologies.
All right, so one of the problems that you have is that you don't have this in writing, right?
No, not even a verbal conversation with a manager.
Yeah, so one of the things I learned from being a manager is that people, one of the reasons that I love Supernova is because it gets rid of the I say you say business, which is you hearing one thing and a client hearing another, and then you get into disagreement as to what was actually said. So when you have an agenda and then you document it and then you send them an executive summary, you eliminate what you guys are going through, okay? So here's what you need to do. You need to have a meeting with the three of you. And you need to document whatever it is that you decide, okay? So you've got to go into it as if you have no documentation, which you don't. mm-hmm. and you've got to make a new plan, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're not going to wait till March, or you're not going to wait till the beginning of next year or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she's clearly changing the rules as she goes. So mm-hmm. you need to meet with her. I would suggest that once you've met with her, you write it out and you include your manager as a copy of it, okay?
Now, he, can I say something?
Yes.
She said she didn't want the manager to know because how you're treated differently once they know you're retiring.
That's unsatisfactory.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, Nick is a good guy. You've got to trust your manager.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that by itself is a reason to not engage, okay?
Okay, got it.
So you have a partnership now. So if, in fact, she says, I'm not going to do any of this, I basically lied to you, and I don't care, then you've got a partnership that you've got to break up, okay? Because you've done work for her, and you need to get paid for that. So my suggestion would be to go to Nick. I go to Nick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him what you've done. I'd tell him how you did it. And then ask for his assistance in case this thing goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you deserve something out of this partnership.
Yes.
You shouldn't just walk away. You should have some assets from the work you've done.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Got it.
But look, human beings do not like confrontation, okay?
Yes.
And I would suggest that that is probably one of the problems that you have as a team, is that you just really don't want to, you don't want to deal with this. You don't want to fight. And it's not going to go away. So you've got to do it.
Okay.
And what I tell people is always go into, and this has to do with when you're going to renegotiate with a client or do anything, go in there as if the client is going to agree 100% with you. Okay?
Okay.
So you guys go in there as if you're all best friends and that you're – her, whatever plan you have is one that she will agree to at 100%.
Okay.
So you don't go in there with a chip on your shoulder, because that will influence the outcome.
Yes.
So what do you want out of this? What would be the best outcome for you?
Out of this partnership?
No, out of the
yep.
meeting with her.
Oh, out of the meeting with her.
Yeah.
I think it would be, I think we would be winning if we were to walk in. You know, it would be a win situation if we would walk in and she would say, no, I'm retiring on X date, and we have a definite date, and we get it in writing, and we know when it's happening. That would be, you know, the best scenario, but I don't think it would be a bad scenario if we would just split up and we got some assets to kind of help alleviate that, you know, hurt of losing $100,000 in revenue.
All right, so you want very specifically what you want, okay? So you want to write out exactly what you want.
Okay.
All right. So you want to know exactly what it is that you are going to get by when.
Okay.
Now, does the firm have a retirement plan?
Yes.
They do.
Why isn't she engaged in that?
I don't know.
I see it. Because they have a transition package, right, for people that want to retire and are turning over their business to somebody else and so on?
Oh, yeah. This is pre-transition. Once she decides to retire, then we don't get everything right away. Then it's another 5 years of transition.
Oh, no.
I know that this probably changes the conversation completely. Yes.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah, then it's another 5 years of transition.
Well, no, it's another 5 years of how she gets paid out of the.
We don't get 100% of the revenue
in
when
year
she
one,
retires.
No.
We do not. Until we don't get 100% until year six, when she decides to say, I'm retiring. So I know that.
You guys are really not doing the right thing for anybody here. Okay? You're not doing the right thing for the firm. You're not doing the right thing for you. You're not doing the right thing for her. So you guys have got to get the manager involved and have a private conversation, and just come up with a plan.
Okay.
All right. And then you meet with her, and then you meet with the manager and her. I'm trying to think. Now, is that the right way to do it, or should you all meet with the manager? I don't know.
Probably meet with the manager, I would say, because she may get upset, and I don't know what the reaction
right.
would be.
Yeah, I would meet. I personally, I like Nick so much, I would just say, Nick, this is off the record, okay? Let's have a conversation. You probably know this is going on. He's got to know this is going on, right?
He does. He absolutely does, and he's the one that pushed us probably for about a year and a half now. He has stated that he feels there's no retirement, that he can tell us that there's not going to be any retirement, and that he really thinks we need to focus on growing our book and, you know, and shift our focus. And then he's the one that pushed us, Supernova, to help us do that.
Okay. Well, Mick's right, okay? I'm not saying I know everything. I may not. I may be absolutely wrong. But based on everything I'm hearing, you got to go meet with Nick and talk this over and come up with a plan. And then you got to have your come-to-Jesus meeting with her, which is, okay, here's what we're going to do. Okay, we love you. We want to take care of you. We're going to make this thing work. We got to start retirement now. And we got to start this program now, and this is our terms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to work for you. It's going to work for everybody. It's going to be terrific, and you're going to love it. We're going to kill ourselves to make this thing work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll go, I'm not controlling my world anymore, and therefore I don't like it. And you go, well, then, you know, the alternative is this.
Yeah, you're right. We don't like confrontation. But it's something that has to be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob,
Anthony's here. Anthony has a...
And I've been pretty involved with the situation, just, you know, with Roxanne and Rick, obviously. And I guess my two cents in hearing you, I don't feel like that would go over well in terms of just discussing retirement. But when I heard you say come up with a plan, I thought maybe something along the lines of rather emphasizing her retirement, but maybe more saying, look, we've put in, you know, 4 years of work or 5 years of work, this many hours, we've gotten, you know, this many clients to come on board. I mean, I've worked with Rick with several of them, and we've been able to transfer assets externally and, you know, build up the book and all that. So I was thinking maybe instead of focusing more on retirement, but just saying, okay, I've, you know, $250,000 in revenue or whatever it is, you know, we would like half of it and we go our separate ways.
Yeah, like coming. Well, okay, so what Anthony's saying is not even mentioned.
Part of the plan.
What Anthony's saying is not even try to push the retirement thing. Just break up the partnership.
No, I think you gotta look. Rick there's a physical. You know, there's an age. You're talking a medical condition, maybe, et cetera, that is in the back of her mind that got her going on this. So you've got to give her a chance to say, you're right, it's time, I'm sick of this, I want to leave. Okay?
Okay.
That's plan one, okay?
Okay.
When she says, no, 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 then you come up with Anthony's plan two.
Before plan two, would another option be, well, you need to increase our percentage from where we're at now?
Because then we're still tied in. And no, I disagree. I respectfully disagree with Rick, and I'll tell you why. Because then we'll still be tied in. And I get emails, for instance, here's 50 clients. This auto call is coming due. Call all these clients and reinvest into this. Or a list of when Wells Fargo was down. Do a household. Yeah. Everybody that has Wells Fargo needs to be called. So here I am. I spend 2 days calling everybody on with Wells Fargo. Stop everything I have to do. So that is going to continue.
Well, of course.
For another $50, let's say, or even another $100,000 in revenue when we can grow our book.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. She wants to have you be, you know, she wants Spartacus. She wants you to be down in the bottom of the boat rowing while she's up taking us on bed. So, no. So I think we go to A or B,
okay.
Not C. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, look, Nick knows the situation. He knows the personnel. He knows the people.
He knows everything.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. If he thought this is a rational person that, you know, will give you a bigger percentage, he'd suggest doing that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen. So I think you gotta have a, you know, we used to call it a fill or kill meeting, you know, give me the order or kill the order, you know, fill it or kill it. So I think you gotta do that. And, you know, you're going to be better off. You're going to be free. You can work on your own practice. This is the indentured servitude that you're engaged in. And you're talking about 4 or 5 years that you've already done, plus another 5 years you're going to do. It's 10 years of your life. You can triple your business in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you said you could triple your business in 10 years, and I said comfortably rather than, you know, the goal of doubling it in 3 years, where it might be a little bit.
Yeah,
more time.
More
time.
Under our process,
right.
and not having to deal with somebody else telling us what to do,
or spending less time away from
your family. And right, what Anthony's saying is that in 10 years we could comfortably triple our book, not even having to.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, I've worked with a guy who's doing $800,000. It's been 9 years now, and he's doing $3.5 million now. Okay, so, and he's by himself. He's got two assistants. And so, you know, that's, and there's two of you guys. So, come on.
Yeah.
All right, so we can't really be engaged in any meaningful way unless you're free or unless you have a real concrete plan where you know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing it, how much you're doing. So you either have to have a concrete plan with her, or you got to be free of her.
Yeah. And that $100,000 is just $10 million at 1%. I mean, that easily can be carved out.
Right. Right. Yeah. Don't get sucked into the. You understand. It's not much money.
Yeah. Oh, to not get fixated on that $100,000.
Oh my God, no. I mean, compared to $3 million in potential revenues or $6 million or whatever's out there that you guys could be doing that you wouldn't be indentured to anybody for.
Yeah.
That's not fair. She's got to, so first of all, you get her you want a contract and you want it that day, and she's declaring her retirement and this is exactly what it's going to be, or you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Everybody look each other in the eye now. Everybody, all right? And say
yes,
that's
we
what we're going to do.
Agreed. Agreed.
I'm already identifying clients.
Thank you. Thank you for your honest truth. We really appreciate it.
In your opinion, in a situation like this, if everything kind of goes south and plan A and plan B, you know, obviously are not seen the same way, you know, to us as to her, she says, no, I'm not doing any of it. What recourse, you know, does Roxanne and Rick have in order to try to obtain some assets, you know, just in general?
That's why you go to Nick. That's why you go to Nick first.
Okay,
right.
We will do that. We will do that.
Okay, you put 4 years in. Maybe it's not a legal marriage at this point, but there's been some serious commitment that you've made to her, and therefore it's a partnership, okay?
Right. Right.
And anytime there's a partnership that breaks up, everybody gets something from the partnership.
Okay, agreed.
Okay. So this was a good call. We've used up our time, but I think we accomplished the most important thing that we could have done today, which was deal with this issue. And now we can start to move forward. So
okay.
Get this done this week. That's your homework. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Fantastic.
All right. All right. I'll talk to you this time next week.
No, on Wednesday.
Wednesday. We switch to Wednesday.
All right.
This is...
Yeah, sweet.
Yes.
Okay, that's work.
Thank you so
okay,
much
thanks
for your
so much.
Very grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.